This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free. No last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This episode is brought to you by AWS. Amazon Q Business is the generative AI assistant that can securely understand your business data, summarize results, and streamline tasks. Learn what Amazon Q Business can do for you at aws.com/learn more.
Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. Today, we're going to go over this forum on chess.com, talking about realistic goals for adults. Because adults want to learn to play chess too, is sometimes like the media, like, mashes adults in chess for some reason. Oh, you're too old to learn this game, things of that nature. And hopefully this podcast episode can help out, because I actually know a lot of adults that's trying to get into the game, and a lot of adults too that doubt themselves of thinking that they can learn how to play chess at their age, even though that's not the case at all. And I mean from my own personal experience, I got examples that would encourage people. So anyway, let's get into this forum and see everybody else's comments, and like, let's just get through it right quick. Hopefully there's not a whole bunch of kids in this comment section, so it is what it is. Like, it doesn't tell anybody's ages or not. The first comment under this forum, it says, adults are stubborn and have a hard time learning new things. That's me. It's the ceiling 1000. I don't like books and they're expensive, so I don't buy them. I don't hire a coach either. I want to use only online resources. Can I get to 1500 without reading and coaching? And how many years do I have to wait? If you're not learning from somebody else that's more experienced, it's gonna take you more time. I'm not saying that you can't get to 1500, because I mean, they used to do it back in the old times when, you know, books on chess wasn't that prevalent. But in this day and age, a 1500 is different now than it was before. So yes, it's gonna take a very long time to get to 1500, especially if you're not reading any books or learning from anybody in general. I mean, it's really hard to get the principles, just the principles of developing your pieces and castling, and learning certain tactics without reading anything at all. Learning from scratch chess just seems like a nightmare. It just seems like a nightmare. If there was no YouTube videos out, there would be no prodigies. There would be no like grandmasters as young as 9 years. I don't know what the youngest grandmaster is nowadays. I think it was, let me actually look that up. The youngest player to become grandmaster is 12 years old. So yeah, there would be no 12 year old grandmasters if you're not learning from other people. Anyway, let's read this comment thread. They said, if you are new to chess, I suggest playing puzzles. But if you have been playing chess for years, I suggest you just play and you'll somehow get to 1500 rating. Note, it's my experience and maybe not applicable to you because everyone is different. No, I think you need more than chess puzzles, especially if you're starting from scratch. It depends on where you're starting. Because if you're 1000 ELO, maybe, I'm thinking maybe chess puzzles can get you where you can contend with 1500s if you do it every single day. But if you're starting from like 200 ELO, nah, you need some studying. You need to get you a good, a good book that talks about everything about chess. You need a good book, because there's some things that you just don't know until you get the idea. I just turned 16 in July and became an adult and started playing chess about the same time. Does this mean I cannot get better? 16 as an adult is something else, especially as a grown man right now. saying that you're a grown adult at 16 is crazy, but I can see it. I'm guessing they probably live in a different country maybe, but yeah. No, that's not too young to learn to play chess. When I started a chess club in my high school, well, somebody else started a chess club. They found out that I was good, and it was like, oh, we should start a chess club. That's how it went. And no, there's actually a lot of people that got to a good, decent rating that started at that age of 16. It is possible, and it is possible nowadays. I mean, I've met people that they only trained 3 years and got through 2000 ELO, which is amazing because it took me so long to get past the 2000 rank. And I'm just going to base it off of chess.com, not FIDE or a USCF rating. It took so long to get past that rating back when I was younger. And people are doing it in a couple years. Next comment, nobody will be able to tell you, first of all, no two persons are alike. One might start at age 70, just play casually, will not even try to improve, and will not even be especially talented for chess. The second one might be a 20-year-old who plays and studies chess a lot, who has talent as well. Between those two, there will be a whole world of difference. One adult will get to 400 rapid in chess.com, and the other will be a FIDE master for instance. Getting to 1500 can be relatively easy or very, very hard, depending from person in question. Being stubborn doesn't help, of course, because if the person is in question is wrong, they will not progress in anything, not just chess. Yeah, I think that makes sense. That makes sense a lot. Like, yeah, if you don't want to learn from anything, then it's going to be very, very hard to get to 1500. I mean, people, there's this rating, there's this dilemma around 1600 that people cannot get past for some reason. They can't get past 1600. Every chess player goes through it. It's like one of the hardest ratings to break through. And it's already hard enough to break through it with studying, with reading books, with learning openness and things of that nature. Why make it even harder on yourself to do so? Unless you're just trying to enjoy the game and, you know, see how smart you are to learn from scratch, then by all means, do what you gotta do. But yeah, if you're trying to improve in a fast way, then yeah, do the studying part. If you're trying to enjoy chess, don't do the studying part. Okay, we got a title player here. He said, as has already been mentioned, it depends, as everyone is different. However, I would have thought most adults of 31 would have a very good chance of reaching 1500 if they're willing to devote time to it. How long it could take, though, could vary significantly from person to person. Yeah, it definitely varies from person to person. And I honestly think that you have a better chance of getting to 1500 as an adult because, I mean, dude, you comprehend things a lot differently as a kid. And I got experience teaching kids too, and sometimes I will never forget this example. I was trying to teach this kid how to play chess. He was wondering why he was losing. And, you know, we went over this lesson of developing pieces, getting your bishops out, knights out, castling king, and things of that nature. And then I sent everybody to spar off with a partner. And I went to this kid's table, and this dude did h4, rook h3, a4, rook a3, you know, things of that nature, getting the rooks out first and not doing the lesson at all. And I asked him, like, what are you doing? I didn't say it like that, obviously, but I was just trying to ascertain exactly, hey, just to guide him on, like, trying to win the games and the lesson that I just taught extensively in a fun manner. Everybody else is getting it. I want to help you out as much as possible. What did you not get? And then he asked me the question, oh, snap, am I supposed to do this every single game? And then that's when it dawned to me, in that moment, I'm like, oh, wow. As a kid, you haven't really grasped life yet. At that moment when he asked me that question, you haven't really grasped life yet. And that's okay. That's fine. And so from my perspective, you have a better chance to get into 1500 as an adult than as a kid. But kids, there are a lot of kids that sponge things up. And they just take it to the next level. But there are some, I mean, yeah, it just depends on each person. It just depends on each person. And yeah, it's definitely not a set in stone thing. Oh, if you have a year, then you're gonna get to this rating. That's not how chess goes. I wish that's how it went, but nope, that is not how chess goes. Started playing chess from scratch 4 months ago, and I'm 1600 ELO on chess.com. I'm aiming at that's like no information on how it got there. just from scratch. You get out of it what you put into it. If you want to improve, it takes dedicated study and practice. How far you'll get depends a lot on how much you're willing to work for it. Because I'm just thinking of players, even like Bobby Fischer. I mean, he learned chess from scratch, and he put a lot of effort into like practicing, studying, seeing what he shouldn't be doing and what he should be doing, things of that nature. And if you're doing that, that's good. But if you're not doing none of that, you're just playing games and just learning as you go, I don't know how good that is, or if you're going to improve like that. How far you'll with you saying that you're not willing to read or hire a coach, your options are a bit limited, but learning is still very possible. YouTube instructional videos might be a great choice for you, which is true. That's how I learned. And though the quality of instruction can vary greatly, so you'll want to sort the wheat from the chaff. Getting good at skill or craft, it doesn't necessarily come easy. There's always a learning curve, and this is true with anything in life. Yeah, that's a good comment right there. I didn't have a coach, so I would say, I mean, you honestly don't need a coach. You can teach yourself, but you have to be willing to put in the hard work that the coach would be doing if they was coaching. And YouTube was good on my, in my experience, YouTube was a really good tool to use to get better at chess. And I think everybody should use it. If you have the time to do so. Anyway, that was a good discussion. I appreciate you listening, every single one of you. Make sure that you listen to the other podcast episodes too. Keep on fighting to the end, staying focused in chess and in real life too, especially if this is helping you out. All right, peace.